Hi, everybody. You are listening to the Think Tank podcast. And today we're talking about how you can worry less and enjoy more. My name is Erica Hamlin. I'm a licensed professional counselor and life coach, and I am joined by Angela Bell, communications director, and Lynn Bortek, licensed clinical social worker. So ladies, it's November, the holiday season is coming, COVID is still happening, so many things, 2020. What do we think? What are we worried about? What's happening?
It's like everything's happening all at once. Everything that you said, I mean, you hit the nail on the head. It's kind of like we're in the middle of a hurricane of lots of things happening, and there's a lot of things for us to handle, and especially around the holidays. You can add to that all of the holiday stuff, including maybe some disappointment, maybe some loneliness or isolation because of the pandemic. Those are things that come to my mind.
Yeah, I think people are really just feeling extra stress, extra worry towards the end of the year here about how they're going to get together with their family, if they should or shouldn't. You know, they're still also having to deal with parenting and homeschooling children while also probably in some cases working from home or having to go into the office and for essential workers and also find, you know, childcare. It's just a really different holiday season this year. I think that everybody is kind of worrying a lot about.
Yeah. I mean, so I feel like every year around this time, we talk a lot about stress and how life is stressful, and then you add on the holidays. But this year, yes, there are all these extra layers. You have regular life stress, then you have holiday stress, then you have, hey, guess what? There's a pandemic, and what are you even going to do for the holidays this year? Plus, your kids are probably at home, and you're trying to work and do all of the things. So yeah, it's like next level stress and anxiety and worry, for sure.
Totally.
And then it's like, it's kind of depressing, right? Because if you do choose to like not get together with family and things like that, then you might be feeling lonely or sad because that's what you enjoy. That's what you like to do at the holiday times. And now it's like, well, what do I do? You know, how do I celebrate?
Right. I mean, so we usually get together with local family members, which is a pretty large group of people every Thanksgiving and Christmas. And so this year we had all agreed we were not going to get together for Thanksgiving because we have some very elderly family members in that group who are at risk. And so as an alternative, we had planned to drive to Kansas and have Thanksgiving with my parents. But just in the last week, all of the COVID numbers have really gotten a lot worse. Here in Colorado, they're upping the ante on, you know, restrictions. And I just had a phone call with my mom, I think yesterday, about, you know what? I don't know if it's a good idea for us to come and see you because they're in a high-risk category too. So even if we got tested, we looked at the information. You have to quarantine for a certain number of days. So yeah. We're looking at maybe having to make some adjustments this year, and maybe we spend the holidays alone with our little nuclear family. I don't know.
I think one of the things that we can do, and you know, we're all in the same boat, whether we celebrate Christmas or Hanukkah or any other holiday, Kwanzaa, whatever holiday we do celebrate, we're all in the same boat. We all need to make these choices. And one of the things we can do is start changing our expectations and changing the way we think about the holidays just for this year, and maybe stop putting so much pressure on ourselves, really kind of get creative around what you can do instead of focusing on what you can't do. And just accept, as we have had to accept in the past months, that right now life is different, and that didn't change just because everyone's holiday came around. Things are different, and we all need to adapt.
I love that. I think that's a great way to look at it. I mean, it really is our own expectations that we're putting on the holidays that are going to impact how we're feeling about the holidays this year. if we've got those high expectations of we've got to have a big get together, we've got to buy everybody physical gifts and do all of these things. I mean, it's going to make us feel let down if we don't get to do that. So I think really looking at ways that we can celebrate a little differently this year is going to help us feel a little bit better about holidays and the end of the year.
And you know what's funny about that, Angie? I just listening to you, how we all look forward to big celebrations and so forth. What are most of us feeling this time of year? Pre-COVID, we're feeling stressed out. We're feeling like we can't do everything at once. We don't have time to get ready for the holidays. We can't, how are we going to entertain all those people and so forth? So, you know, one could look at this as kind of a year off. And so one could kind of reframe it. And instead of seeing it as a big loss, one could see it as just a different kind of holiday this year.
Yeah. I mean, because so many of us, you know, maybe you take off work or you get time off of work. And so you actually maybe get that time off and you get to relax and sit by a fire and drink eggnog or hot chocolate and just relax and enjoy that time, as opposed to running around trying to accomplish all these things because you're going to be getting together or you have these high expectations of how the holiday is supposed to look.
That's a good point.
Right. And let's not forget that the holidays also, the normal holidays, have stressors of their own that we may not encounter this year, like getting together with family members we may not love getting together with, and, you know, overeating and all kinds of other things that we find ourselves doing at normal holiday time where we can really change the story this year. I'm really big on thinking about things I can control and things I can't control. And for sure, I know I can't control what's going to happen at the holidays this year. All I can do is kind of go with it, flow with it. And so I'm trying to focus on the things I can control and the things that are not within my control. And like you were saying, Erica, you may have had plans to go see your parents, but now the COVID numbers are shifting and you're rethinking your plans. That's something you can't control. And so I think, you know, we all need to refocus on what we can control.
Right. And I think, you know, there is sort of this look on the bright side, but what are the positives of maybe changing those plans? So take, for example, going to Kansas. We would have to make an 8 to 9 hour drive across eastern Colorado and pretty much all of Kansas, which is not the best drive, especially with 3 kids in the car. So yes, I won't get to maybe see my parents and celebrate Thanksgiving with them, but I also don't have to spend 16 to 18 hours in a car with my children. So yay, silver lining.
That sounds good. Yeah, no big cooking things. I mean, there are ways to look at it that are positive. And the other thing is that thank God for technology, and I don't say this too often, but thank God for technology, we can still stay connected. I mean, you know, we can still have Thanksgiving dinner, and maybe it's a little bit lame relative to what we're used to, but we still can enjoy each other's company on, you know, on a video chat platform, even though we might be kind of tired of it. We can, maybe you can think of a twist. Maybe you can play some kind of a game using a Zoom platform or something like that. I think there are still things you can do to make it as happy as you can.
Yeah, that's a great point. I know for me, one of my favorite things about the holidays is cooking with my mother and my sister when she's able to join as well. And just being in the kitchen. The kitchen, to me, has such a great family feeling and making food together and bonding. So I may actually take advantage of our connections virtually and plan some recipes that we can cook together online in our kitchen and still have that conversation while we're cooking. It's different. It's not the same. But yeah, it's a way to still connect.
That's a great idea.
So good. I'm also thinking, you know, I think a lot of people experience financial stress during this time of year, you know, with having to buy gifts or maybe buy plane tickets or buy all these things, you know, at the end of the year. And a lot of people are under extra financial stress because of COVID and, you know, things being closed. So it might be a really great excuse to just make the holiday, you know, and the celebration part and all kind of the material parts of the holiday celebrations, make that smaller, but be able to focus on the things that really you're what you're really celebrating. You're not celebrating gifts. You're not celebrating, you know, fancy things and fancy decorations, but you're celebrating being appreciating each other and being grateful for what you did over the year and reflecting back on your accomplishments and looking forward towards the next year and what you want to do the next year. And you can still do all of those things, even when there's a pandemic and maybe you can't get together with other people.
Yeah. And I think speaking of gifts and financial burden this year, you know, another idea that you could possibly do, especially with extended family, maybe not your direct family, brothers and sisters and children, but maybe with extended family, aunts, uncles, you know, things like that. I know some people have big gatherings where they get gifts for everyone and it can be quite expensive. So maybe, you know, you could try something different this year by doing a gift exchange, maybe drawing names or numbers out of a virtual hat and sending gifts to certain people, you know, from that sort of an exchange process versus everyone.
That's a super idea. You know, maybe you can even look at it almost as a birthday celebration. Like, you know, as your kids are growing up, you have a birthday party, big celebration or whatever you plan each year. But each year as the child gets older, it changes. And so there's really nothing wrong with changing the way you celebrate the holidays and being a little bit adaptive. I think what the challenges are still loneliness and isolation. And I think for people that are feeling that way, they can get involved in some volunteer work. Perhaps they can help deliver some meals to people who won't otherwise be getting meals. They can kind of hook up with their local Salvation Army or some other organization that's trying to do good for people during the holidays. And that kind of thing, to try to get more involved and to find, as I say, a new way to derive some satisfaction and to feel less alone during the holidays.
Yeah, that's a great idea. I know there's a lot of those gift drives for children, foundations, even like sewing things and donating those have been really big this year. So I think there's a lot of great options.
Yeah, and thinking about how maybe you can support small businesses right now too, you know, some small businesses that maybe having to close again or are having to limit their capacity or those kinds of things. What can you do maybe to support those small businesses while also maybe, you know, giving gifts to other people?
Yeah, maybe ordering Thanksgiving meal, you know, from a local business. Mm-hmm.
I think the other thing nobody can forget is to still take care of themselves. So All of these suggestions are super, and maybe people can think about ways to apply them in their own lives. But I think we also need to remember to exercise, because that makes us really feel good, and to take care of our mental health, because for those of us who maybe are still going to feel blue, it's okay. And what's important is to get support and get help if you're feeling that way. And also not to misuse any substances or alcohol or anything else that's going to potentially not be good for you. So I think self-care is really, really still a very important thing.
Yeah, that's a great point. I mean, simple things even. I mean, even though you may not be traveling and doing a bunch of things this year, even if you are spending the holidays alone, exercising gives you those wonderful feelings in your mind and those happy receptors and just releases positive endorphins that make you feel better and stay healthy, because you might be eating some extra sweets or savory treats this year. So a little exercise definitely couldn't hurt. And finding time to just decompress, maybe through mindfulness or meditation practices, can also really kind of help refocus your intentions.
I mean, there's some good apps out there. I mean, you've got Headspace, you've got Calm, you've got Insight Timer. People could just go online and look at videos. There's so many videos with different meditations and mindfulness, you know, exercises. So there is a lot that's available for mindfulness if you just want to look a little bit. It's great. So you know what I think is really interesting is that going into 2020, everybody was like, 2020 vision, clarity, blah, 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 2020. It's going to be so great. And I think we got clarity. We didn't get it the way we thought we were going to get it. But I think, if anything, this year has delivered so many different and unique challenges that it really is an opportunity to bring things into focus about what really matters. Does it really matter, you know, what kind of clothes you wear or how much you weigh or what you look like or, you know, what kind of gifts you're going to give somebody during the holiday season? No, not really. What really matters are, you know, your family and, you know, what's important to you and people you love and taking care of yourself and what you want to accomplish. And so I think as the year ends, I think it's a great chance to reflect back on the year and what did you learn and what are your takeaways and what kind of meaning can you attribute to this year and what can you be grateful for?
I love that because I feel, you know, if I look back and think about that, this year has brought me so much new appreciation of the people that I love because I, you know, usually I have easy access to them. Now it's a whole song and a dance to get together with people between social distancing and masks and everything else. And so I really appreciate every contact that we have, even more than I used to.
And I think for me, I really appreciate physical health as well as mental health. I think that I have seen fluctuations of that for myself and others in my life this year. And being able to connect with them, however we connect, you know, mostly virtually or over the phone, increasing those connections even more than I had in the past, pre-COVID. It's like when you take something away that you weren't taking advantage of, all of a sudden you want to take advantage of it more. You know, it's you don't miss it until it's gone. And once it was gone, it's like you want it more. And I think, you know, being there for others and helping them through whatever physical ailments they're going through, whatever mental health issues they're experiencing, and just talking with people in general and connecting more has been so fulfilling to me this year.
So I think it's important to remember that if you're going through this time and you're struggling, that the struggle is optional. You don't have to try and push through the end of this year and push through the holidays on your own. You're not alone. You have services that are available to you through your employee assistance program, and those services are available to you all the time, you know, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. So if you're having a hard time, reach out. Help is available. So that is a wrap on worrying less and enjoying more and making the most of this holiday season, even in the midst of 2020 and all that 2020 has had to offer. So join us next month when we will talk about social media and the impact it has on all of our lives. Bye.
Bye, guys.
Happy holidays, everybody.